तस्मात् अज्ञान संभूतम्
हृत्स्थं ज्ञानासीनात्मनः
चित्वैनं संशयं योगम्
आतिष्ठो तिष्ठ भारत. Translation and purport by Subhash Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, the doubts which have arisen in your heart out of ignorance should be slashed by the weapon of knowledge. Armed with yoga, O Bharata, stand and fight. Purport. The yoga system instructed in this chapter is called Sanatana Yoga, or eternal activities performed by the living entity. This yoga has two divisions of sacrificial actions. One is called sacrifice of one's material possessions, and the other is called knowledge of self, which is pure spiritual activity. If sacrifice of one's material possessions is not dovetailed for spiritual realization, then such sacrifice becomes material. But one who performs such sacrifices with a spiritual objective or in devotional service makes a perfect sacrifice. When we come to spiritual activities, we find that these are also divided into two, namely, understanding of one's own self or one's constitutional position and the truth regarding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who follows the path of Bhagavad Gita as it is can very easily understand these two important divisions of spiritual knowledge. For him, there is no difficulty in obtaining perfect knowledge of the self as part and parcel of the Lord. And such understanding is beneficial, for such a person can easily understand the transcendental activities of the Lord. In the beginning of this chapter, the transcendental activities of the Lord were discussed by the Supreme Lord Himself. One who does not understand the instructions of the Gita is faithless and is to be considered to be misusing the fragmental independence awarded to him by the Lord. In spite of such instructions, one who does not understand the real nature of the Lord as the eternal, blissful, all-knowing personality of God is certainly fool number one. Ignorance can be removed by gradual acceptance of the principles of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is awakened by different types of sacrifices to the demigods, sacrifices to Brahman, sacrifice in celibacy, in household life, in controlling the senses, in practicing mystical yoga, in penance, in foregoing material possessions, in studying the Vedas, and in partaking of the social institution called Varnashrama Dharma. All of these are known as sacrifice, and all of them are based on regulated action. But within all these activities, the important factor is self-realization. One who seeks that objective is a real student of Bhagavad Gita. But one who doubts the authority of Krishna falls back. One is therefore advised to study Bhagavad Gita or any other scripture under a bona fide spiritual master with service and surrender. A bona fide spiritual master is in the disciplic succession from time to eternal, and he does not deviate at all from the instructions of the Supreme Lord as they are imparted millions of years ago to the Sun God, from whom the instructions of Bhagavad Gita have come down to the earthly kingdom. One should therefore follow the path of Bhagavad Gita as it is expressed in the Gita itself and beware of self-interested people after personal aggrandizement who deviate others from the actual path. The Lord is definitely the Supreme Person and His activities are transcendental. One who understands this is a liberated person from the very beginning of his study of Bhagavad Gita. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the fourth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of transcendental knowledge. Om Tatsat. Om Akhyana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Charshurum Vidhan Vena Sajiti Sumayurna Venama Mugam Karo Divajalam Bangrum Tangaya Devi Yatkripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Vinatarina Paramanandamadhavam Sri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pushtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Veshadharine Jagati Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are reading the last shloka in the chapter titled Transcendental Knowledge. And here Srila Prabhupada is very brilliantly concluding the essence of the whole chapter. Basically, this is about doubts that have arisen in the mind of Arjuna, and he is clarifying those doubts, and Krishna is answering. This is a summary of the question and answer session between Krishna and Arjuna that comprises Bhagavad Gita. So doubts have to be clarified, and Prabhupada is mentioning here ignorance in the heart should be wiped out with knowledge. That's the instruction given by Krishna to Arjuna. And the instruction given afterwards also is, once you have destroyed your ignorance, the doubts are gone, you should get up and act. It's interesting to note here. What Prabhupada has mentioned throughout is that a person, in this whole chapter, the summary is knowledge means knowledge about the self, knowledge about God, knowledge about your material situation, and knowing the interconnecting tattva. That is, between you and God, what's the relationship? Between God and Prakriti or material nature, and between Prakriti and you. If you know all these interconnections, then you are situated in proper knowledge. And after situating yourself in knowledge, what should you do? Krishna is saying, armed with yoga, Bharata, stand and fight. That's very interesting. That knowledge is not meant to be in cold storage. That when we know, jnanis do that. Jnanis are satisfied and get a kick out of just knowing. Just knowing. Oh, I know it. I have knowledge. So, what Krishna is asking is to enact that knowledge. Put it to use. And do something about it. In other words, knowledge comprises not only the theoretical information, but it comprises action. That's why if you act, then you get vigyan. Gyan and vigyan. Krishna is telling Arjuna, gyan vigyan sahitam yajnyatva mokshayate ashubha. I am giving you knowledge and realization in knowledge, by which your inauspicious situation will end. Right? So the jnana was given free of charge for Arjuna, realized knowledge. But we have to get jnana by acting. The bridge between jnana and vijnana is action. Same instruction Krishna gives in the 18th chapter 2. He tells Arjuna that you have asked me questions, I have given you answers. Iti te jnanam akhyatam guhyat kukyetaram maya. Secret of secrets, jnana, I have given you. Vimrishyetati asesena. Now you deliberate on this. Understand, Prabhupada says, from different angles. Yeti chasi tata kuru. So now, as you wish, you should act. Next thing is you should kuru. Kuru means act. So the way we understand Bhagavad Gita means it's knowledge and it is action in Krishna consciousness. The third chapter is titled Karma Yoga. I'm sorry, not the third chapter. The fifth chapter is titled Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. That our business is to know this and then act for Krishna. We don't just sit down and not do anything about it. So the next chapter we will see is about how to act with that knowledge. And this knowledge is transcendental knowledge. Sarvam jnana praveneva vijjanam santarishyasi. Krishna will say that in this chapter. And he says it is the boat that even if you are a very, very simple person, if you get onto this boat, you can gain. Nahi jnaneena sadrisham pavitram aham vidyate tatsvayam yoga samsiddha karyatmani yantati. In this world there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism, and one who has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service enjoys his knowledge within himself in due course of time. So how does this differ in any way from the knowledge that we pursue in the material world? We go outside. I was in Switzerland and our temple is very close to so many universities. We just walked the road very close by. So many universities. And so many students. You see this world that is ample, you know, facility for deriving knowledge of matter. There's material knowledge, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls knowledge of matter or sensuous knowledge, knowledge from the senses, through the senses. And then there is spiritual knowledge, which is transcendent matter. Then there is knowledge of bhakti, devotional knowledge, which is beyond spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge, you get to know Aham Brahmasmi, I am of the nature of spirit, Brahman, and that gives a great amount of bliss. That's also described here in Bhagavad Gita. But really speaking, after that, Madhbhaktim Labhate Param, the real bliss, which is a trillion fold greater than the Brahman bliss, as mentioned by Rupa Goswami, is knowledge and action based on love for Krishna, Krishna Prema. So they have a whole series of steps, but the highest knowledge is the knowledge given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prema Pumarto Mahan. And this is given very nicely in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the highest knowledge. Love of Godhead, exercising ourselves in that knowledge in devotional service, that's the highest knowledge. So throughout you will see, when you have material knowledge, you apply that material knowledge, you improve a technology, you improve material facilities, and try to do many things in this world. But the problem with material knowledge is you don't last to live that or enjoy that material knowledge. You die. So when a person knows this, he develops spiritual knowledge about himself. When he says spiritual knowledge about himself, he knows he is eternal. And in this way his knowledge is eternal. And he is no more wanting or hankering for anything material. But there comes another danger. Bhagavatam tells us that this is a very wobbly platform. You won't last in that spiritual knowledge for too long because you have no dynamic activity, especially in association with the Lord. Ye anye arvinda, what is it? Vimuktamanina vai ashtabhava avishuddha buddhaya adanta. What is it? Patanti adaha. I forget the shloka. says that they think vimukta manina. When a person has spiritual knowledge, it is said in the Bhagavad Gita that a person who has spiritual knowledge develops great happiness from the self. Atmarati evasya atmatriptascha manavaha atma santushtaha. He develops great happiness from knowing that I am eternal, I am spirit soul, etc., etc. But the Bhagavan says this is short lived. If he doesn't from there, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatmana Sochati na Kamshati, Samasarveshu Bhuteshu Madbhakti Labhate Param. From there, he develops love for the Lord. It's a good platform. And if he doesn't do that, the Bhagavan says, he'll fall down. Patanti adara yushma angare. That because he has not tasted the angri, the lotus feet of the Lord, he doesn't know, and he knows doesn't know devotional service to the Lord, he will not last in the platform for too long, who come down again. And Prabhupada said that he come down again to the material world and become a very great personality. Very great persons who think lofty and they have ideals very high. And they do charity, they're good for the people, etc., etc. They are fallen Brahmavadis. They don't get that. They can't. Give Prabhupada give another example, say something like an astronaut. He takes off from the world and he goes and explores space. But then he has to land back. He can't stay there forever. He has to land back. So he said that they will land back. And Prabhupada said that sometimes they become great personalities and they derive appreciation, recognition of the material world. But if a person, mat bhaktin labhate param, he from that platform develops devotion to the Lord, like the four Kumaras, like Shukadeva Goswami, then he becomes, you know, fulfilled in his quest for further knowledge and application of it and enjoyment that ensues from that. This is knowledge. In Vedic parlance, knowledge means just not theory, but action based on that. You act on it. Yate ichasi tata kuru, like he's mentioned, atishta uttishta bharata. Uttishta, wake up and do something. That is knowledge. Knowledge comprises action in knowledge. That's the way we understand. That is why Prabhupada told us to go, get up, go distribute books, preach, do something. Do something for Krishna with the knowledge. So, because if you do that, you get more realizations. And those realizations bring about deep conviction. And those convictions advance your bhakti and purify you. In this way you progress in your devotional life. So, this wonderful summary says also that people in all sorts of levels, making all sorts of sacrifices, are actually moving towards Krishna. Prabhupada lists in all these things that are listed here in the fourth chapter. Different types of sacrifices that people will do. Brahmachari sacrifice, a householder sacrifice, and varnashrama type of following, then mystic yoga, penance, sacrifice to the demigods, sacrifice to Brahman. All these different types of sacrifices are listed here. They are all very minute, simple, small steps meant to go up and gradually move towards samadhi. But if a person in our particular times, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's times, chooses to simply eat prasadam, chant Hare Krishna and read some of these books, he can be catapulted immediately to a very high level of understanding. And this we have seen is possible and it is already being done. The highest type of knowledge actualized with realizations, vijnana. So the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is such a place for giving that type of knowledge. In the outside world, like I mentioned to you, people cultivate knowledge of matter at the very low rung of the ladder. And that is sometimes frustrating. Because essentially we are spirit souls with great variety, and we want great amount of rasa, which we are capable of. Raso vai saha rasam ki evayam labhvananda bhavati. That this is the essence of what we need. We want loving relationships. And that loving relationship we don't get out of the material situation. So, we, although pursuing certain types of knowledge, it's not very satisfying. But the Atma suprasiddhati, the Atma gets completely satisfied when he gets to know this in full and completion. So therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has mentioned about this gradation of knowledge, and he classifies material knowledge, which we have seen, as being something that is of a very low class. And that is what is being pursued. I know Prabhupada visited all these universities, he always asks, when he's being introduced, where is the department for the soul, for the self? For knowing the self, where is the department? And everybody always put a blank face. Because they didn't think about it, they didn't pursue it. So, often we think that sometimes devotees feel that they miss the academic platforms. And I am not able to get a recognition for the type of learning that I am doing here. So I am actually moving in India that we should give recognition to the people who do devotional service, who study, who learn, who teach. And we don't care about it. But in the outside world, if you do any of these things that we are doing in their particular subject, you'll get a doctorate, you'll get a PhD very soon. So I was speaking to some of the GBC members, why don't we institute awards? Giving each people a degree, they have something called Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava, Bhakti Vedanta, which Prabhupada wanted us to do. But in terms of service and realizations, particular departments, we could do that. Ours is also a university. In the outside world, people graduate and get academic, you know, titles, and that is valued in the world. And the Christians, they have their seminaries, and you have to find bishops, cardinals, they have got a doctorate in theology, etc. And we have started a very wonderful venture here, giving theology to people. But somehow I see that our devotees, although we have our own college in theology, somehow they wish to take a degree in some of the subject outside, because it's better recognition for that. So it's a little strange. But if you compare it, you'll see in the outside world you have to do so much hard work to get into a university. You get tested, you've got to write an entrance, you have to produce your previous credentials, how have you done, especially if you want to go to a good university, a good college. Right? In India, you know, the kids get tested before they get into kindergartens. You know, you have that here too? Before they get into the kindergarten, the small kids, they're given a test, an IQ test. Given a whole IQ test. They're given an abacus, they're given some puzzles and all that, catch the color, you know, what is the shape, etc., etc. And the mom is so nervous standing next to the kid. Me, I taught you, please, please. And the kid looks and laughs and does something wrong, you know, and smiles. It's a kid, you know. What does it, you know? Can't solve it. And then they say, your kid has got a learning disorder. Your kid has got attention disorder. Your kid has got blah, 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 something. And the poor mom takes it very seriously and takes it to a psychiatrist. The kid is perfectly all right. Don't do anything to the kid. It's a kid. You're not going to, you know, subject yourself to all. And then they take them to a psychiatrist, and then that fellow does something to the kid. And the kid actually starts getting disordered from then onwards. He was perfectly all right. Why do you subject the kid to these things? Because they want to take people who have good IQ. If a kid has a good IQ, I like to take him to our school. Because our school will get a good name. In other words, I pay you the money, I give you a kid with a good IQ, and you get all the credit. What do you give my kid? Do you train him? Do you give him IQ? Do you actually educate him? No. I defend that, you know, live off your kid's IQ and your money. This is today's education institution. Right? But really what education system should be, you are nobody, you don't know anything, I educate you. That's my credit. Right? I really educate you and you come out in flying colors. Then you are a real education system. You've given some input. You've made something. Made the kids something. This is what is the previous Gurukula system. That a kid can come and say that I want to get educated. And nothing is asked of him. You see, you have the famous story of Gautama Muni. Who is it? He comes, the kid comes and tells that I want to get educated, and all the other Gurukul kids around him, you know, laugh. And then he asks him, you know, find out. He asks him, who's your father? Gautama asks him, who's your father? And the kid says, I don't know. And everybody, the students laugh even more. He doesn't know his father. And then Gautama looks at him very seriously and says, really? Go ask your mother who's your father. Come back and tell me. I'll teach you. So this kid went to the mom. And the mom was a servant maid. And she told him, she had many associations. And this kid was born. So the mom held the kid and cried and said, my dear son, I don't know who's your father. The kid came back to go to me and told in front of the class, my mother said she does not know who my father is. Told. Then others giggled again. What a guy, he doesn't know his father. Gautama immediately held the kid and said, I'll teach you. You're very honest. You're very honest. I'll teach you. You'll be part of the school. Because you didn't think about all, you know, saying that the truth to me. My mom does not know who's my father. So he said, I'll teach you. Normally, you should have a background, who's your father, that you've been brought up, etc., etc. But this was the criteria. Our society, Bhaktivedanta Swami, the Prabhupada's Iskcon movement, is also university. And we don't actually ask people any questions. Are you qualified? What's your spiritual IQ? Etc., etc. You have faith. You're admitted. Welcome. And you will progress. It's an amazing university. No pre-qualifications required. In fact, it would be a dud, useless word. They make you chant Hare Krishna, give you prasad, and give you devotional service to do, and everybody can watch gradually the change in you. You lose your previous habits, you're not like what you were before, you gain control over yourself, you mature, and you know life, you know Bhagavad Gita, you know who you are, you know who God is. In leaps and bounds you go. And then after all that, you stand out, wonderfully transformed. Is this not an educational institution? It's really a genuine education institution. It really purifies people, educates them, puts them forward. No fee. No IQ test in your entry. And Krishna is going forward to say, Dadami Bhutti Yogam Tam Yedamam Upayantite. I'll give you intelligence to know me. Dadami, charity, buddhi, I'll give you intelligence to know me. I will give you the knowledge. Sarvasya chaham hridi sanya vishtha mattaha smriti jnanam apohanam cha. I am situated in everybody's heart, and from me comes knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. Krishna is situated in the heart, he releases knowledge according to your sincerity. Externally there is Guru, internally there is Chaitya Guru, Super Soul, and you are admitted into the whole university. I will give you intelligence, Dadami Bhutti Yogam. Which university in the world tells you, doesn't matter if you have low IQ, we give you intelligence. Nobody says that. Here is the university, started by Prabhupada, and Krishna is saying, I will give you Bhutti. And Krishna goes ahead to say, Kaunteya Pratijanahi Nane Bhakta Panashyati. I have no failure in my universities. Nobody fails their exams. Even if they fail, they'll stand out. Kshipram bhavati dharmatma sa swachanti nigacchati kaunteya pratijanahi nare bhakta pranashyati. So what an amazing university. You don't have to have brains and knowledge. You don't have to pay anything. And even if you fail the exams, you are passed. Isn't it not an amazing place? Have you seen any university anywhere? These are the conditions laid down for giving this knowledge in Bhagavad Gita. And don't have to strain yourself much. Just have to serve Krishna. Just have to have faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am a part and parcel of Him. I am a servant. I will serve. That's all. If you have faith in that, you are faith. That's what the whole talk is about. Doubts. When you are in ignorance, you are doubtful. When you have this knowledge, you don't have any doubts. You just go ahead and live happily and serve Krishna. And you gradually educate yourself with full realization. Vidyana. So this is the only university in the world which actually sends people back to Godhead. It's not simply knowledge. It's not simply education alone. At the end of it, after you've endeavored according to Krishna's instructions, Krishna is saying, yad gatvana nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. From where you come to me, you don't have to come back to this world again. We are, Prabhupada's moment is sending people back to God regularly. We hear constantly, so and so loved his body. He was surrounded by devotees chanting Hare Krishna. And so and so Mataji chanted Hare Krishna and left her body. So and so Prabhu chanted Hare Krishna and left her body. We have proof of the fact that the person will go back to Godhead because he is able to chant Hare Krishna. And people around him, Krishna has arranged so that he hears the holy name. Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram yaprayati samadbhavam yasinas yatra samshaya. No doubt that you'll come back to me if at the time of death you think of me, chant holy names. See? So it's not an amazing arrangement Prabhupada has made for everybody to enter, get educated, have opportunities for doing devotional service, whatever they may go through, other things, challenges. And then at the end of life, they can actually be transported back to Godhead. It's a fact. So this university, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, it's a very lofty purpose of sending people back to Godhead. We are not just interested in you getting a PhD and a doctorate and hanging around looking for a job or place to do it. You go back to God. Jai! Srila Prabhupada ki!
Jai!
What do you think? It's amazing. Yes or no? So what's the state of knowledge?
There is no problem.
Pardon?
There is no problem.
What's that?
The problem is that something is, no matter how amazing, if it's given freely, and people tend to think that it's, and they don't think it's quite serious.
That's why they charge in Bhakti in the college. You know the human tendency. Because they're conditioned by the external universities. Therefore you're forced to charge to be conditioned. Otherwise we would give it free. We charge, I charge. Back there, if you said right. When you charge, they take it very seriously. When you charge them money, they take it seriously. If you give it to them free, although it is the most precious thing, the material mind doesn't have value for it. So that problem is taken care of, don't worry. Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. Done. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna. Welcome to the world of transcendental knowledge available for you.
One question.
Yeah.
It's possible to do service inside the family, like when you serve your family.
That's also service. If your family members are also engaged in Krishna consciousness, that's nice. Even otherwise, if you're trying to make them God conscious, it's nice. Of course.
So the learning comes in the learning comes in deeply with serving.
The knowledge comes with serving. You can have different levels of knowledge. Initially, you can read and understand some theoretical knowledge, and then you apply that and actually serve. You can get a higher, more deeper understanding. That's called vijnan. Right? In this way, you can have deeper and deeper understanding. Welcome. Okay? Hari Bol. Hari Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.